Cooper Lawrence, a judge in the closely watched battleground state of Georgia, blocked a new rule that would have required election workers to hand count the ballots, something that could have significantly delayed reporting the results and a rule confined to the current election only. CBS News campaign reporter Katrina Kaufman explains.
This is what the judge is saying is the final order in this case. He's saying that perhaps for a subsequent election, they could reconsider this when the election boards will have time to prepare, budget and train, but he says that it's just too much too late for this election to implement this new hand count rule.
Vice President Harris was in battleground Michigan pressing her case for more black men to support her. Polls show she's slipping in that demo below what Joe Biden had 4 years ago. CBS News' Ed O'Keefe is traveling with Harris.
Harris continued her black media tour today, speaking with radio host Charlamagne Tha God, who asked her about marijuana policy.
My pledge is as president, I will work on decriminalizing it because I know exactly how those laws have been used to disproportionately impact certain populations and specifically black men.
92 people are still missing in North Carolina, nearly 3 weeks after Hurricane Helene. CBS's Janet Shamlian spoke with a young woman named Jessica Mettinger, whose mother, Kim Ashby, was swept away in a flood.
How are you doing today?
Today, I feel a little helpless.
Jessica Mettinger's mom, Kim Ashby, a seventh grade math teacher, was torn from her husband's arms in the raging floodwaters when Helene hit Western North Carolina, now almost 3 weeks ago. She hasn't been seen since.
It's hard to truly grieve a person without a body and move on from this. We feel stuck.
UC Davis Health opened a new clinic exploring new ways to treat patients suffering from severe depression. Reporter Dominic Garcia talked to Dr. Catherine Martyr from the clinic.
Including transcranial magnetic stimulation, which uses gentle pulses of magnetic fields to stimulate nerve cells in the brain. Another is esketamine nasal spray.
In the last 20 years, there's been a lot of research about using much, much lower doses of ketamine, doses that keep a person awake, to try to treat depression.
Israeli jets struck the southern suburbs of Beirut early Wednesday for the first time in 6 days. The casualty count not yet clear. Israel says it's striking Hezbollah assets in the suburbs where the militant group has a strong presence. The strike hit a weapons warehouse under a residential building, according to the U.S. military. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Again, sent bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard his ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing." Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Order for Jennifer C.
Is this my double shot, double cream, double froth, double pump, double hot, double whip, double sleeve?
Yeah. Can you handle that much caffeine?
Hey, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Well, I do now.
Seriously, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, you just said that.
Did you say I just said that?
Yeah, I'm cutting you off.
Did you say you're cutting me off?
You earn, we match. Unlimited cash back match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
A federal judge says an apology has to happen after a recording of a woman screaming was blaring through a neighborhood.
The hour-long test took place before dawn on September 23rd. That test? A woman screaming. The lawyers represent a man who is suing the city of Philadelphia for wrongful conviction for sexual assault. He says he was trying to help the victim, and there's a question over whether he could have heard the woman's screams from two blocks away. The conviction was vacated in 2020 after he served 19 years in prison. The judge says lawyers must formally apologize to the neighborhood. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Dozens of people rallied outside the headquarters of Kellogg's demanding they remove artificial dyes from their cereals. This was something Kellogg said they would be doing by 2018, but that didn't happen in the U.S. Activists brought petitions with more than 400,000 signatures. Kellogg's responded, saying its products are safe and comply with federal regulations. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
hot meteorologist Rodney Price. Freeze warning in effect overnight, especially for the rural and low-lying areas where temperatures will drop into the 20s. Elsewhere, looking at partly cloudy skies, low to mid-30s, and gusty winds. Wednesday, sunny and mid-50s. It's 39 at our studios.
Yeah. From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
And you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
when you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
so
back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause he's kind of big and he's awful strong. Save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
La, my boyfriend's back.
Boy, boy, look out now.
My boyfriend's back.
Boy, well, I can see him coming, so you better get up running all right now. Yeah, 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 yeah,
There's nothing like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, if you're leaving a job, unless it's like truly a terrible worst case scenario, it's a good practice to leave your job on the best terms possible. I mean, you never know what or who you might need later. So here are my four steps for leaving a job without burning a bridge. Number one, start by talking first to your direct manager. Now, you don't have to go into great detail about why you're leaving or what you're going to do next, but a when you're leaving and some version of a why should be in there. And 2 weeks' notice is the polite minimum standard for leaving a job. Step two, email your resignation to HR and include your end date. Step three, now if you are a manager, your direct reports should be the next folks you talk to after you and your boss have put together a plan. And finally, do the best work you can so you leave on the best terms possible. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul.
CNN to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. You've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
News and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain.
and timeless hits. WRJN.
Your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me. We'll be right back.
Farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more Timeless Hits next on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I'm going nowhere. Oh yeah, I'm the type of guy that likes to roam around. I'm never in one place. Busters. The Bowery got his bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker. He a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Jim, I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street, he drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know, you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't speak. Got a two-piece custom-made for you. Yeah, you don't talk.